We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The top stories from the KCBS Radio Newsroom. This is the All Local.
Good afternoon, and for Jeff Bell, I'm Doug Sovereign.
I'm Patty Rising. Two East Bay men are facing more than 24 felonies in connection with a robbery spree that terrorized neighbors in Lafayette and Oakland. As KCBS's Matt Bigler reports from Oakland, the suspects are also facing kidnapping charges.
Authorities say Joseph Wells and Adama Diop would invade homes and then separate family members so they wouldn't know how their loved ones were being treated. The two Fairfield men also allegedly kidnapped a resident here in the Oakland's Upper Rockridge neighborhood and forced him to withdraw money from an ATM. Amy Cooper, who lives nearby, says she was glad the suspects have been arrested and charged, but...
Honestly, thinking about moving.
Really?
I love our house. I love our neighborhood. But over the last couple of years, it seems like the crime has gone up and up, and it's getting more and more violent.
In all, the Contra Costa County District Attorney has filed 25 counts against the pair, including grand theft, robbery, and carjacking. The charges also include a violent home invasion robbery in Lafayette on Halloween night that happened hours before a shooting at a house party in Orinda that left five people dead. That was the reason that Orinda police were not able to immediately respond to the bloodshed. In Oakland, Matt Bigler, KCBS.
Well, the Better Business Bureau has received more than 1,300 complaints about rental fraud since 2016. KCBS reporter Bob Butler says these scams now involve apartment, home, and vacation rentals.
Marguerite had a market-rate apartment for rent. After it was taken, she got two visits, one from a family told to take $1,500 to a nearby church to get the keys to get inside.
The second time, it was a millennial couple, a young couple, waiting for an open house that didn't exist, and they were at my gate.
The Better Business Bureau just completed an extensive study of the problem.
I wish I could tell you this is rare, but it's not. A national survey found that 43% of the people looking for rentals have encountered a fake listing.
Golden Gate Chapter President Lori Wilson thinks the 1,300 number is low. She's not surprised the scammers are so successful.
They make up these stories, and you believe them, and, you know, you've got to get out of your apartment and into the next one. You know, maybe this one takes pets, and, you know, they set it up quite well.
The FBI says these rent scams have cost Americans $37 million so far this year. In Oakland, Bob Butler, KCBS.
The SFPD is working towards changing some of its entrance tests in order to hire more female officers. As KCBS's Megan Goldsby reports, officials at the police department say the steps they've already taken are working.
There are almost 3% more women in the San Francisco Police Department than the national average, which is 12%.
85% male, 14.9% female.
Greg Yee is deputy chief of administration at the SFPD. He says their year-end demographics report also shows there were 7% more female recruits than last year, but he says that's still not enough.
Stepped up our recruitment efforts, focused on female applicants with the We Can Do It, Now It's a Time advertising campaign, and highlighted the determination and strength that women have to be successful law enforcement officers.
He says now they're considering modifying more preliminary tests, like scaling a 6-foot wall. It's what they did in 2015 with a strength test called the trigger pull.
Because there are other technologies and other ways to measure grip strength as opposed to just pulling a trigger. And we found that is helpful, where we look at our practices and we improve upon them to say, hey, are we creating barriers?
In San Francisco, Megan Goldsby, KCBS.
Subscribe to the All Local wherever you get your podcasts and stream us on your smart speaker 24/7 by saying, play KCBS Radio.